Integrity Selling, Session 2, How to Approach People. This session will help you know how to gain quick trust and rapport with people and make the very best first impression on them. Here's Ron.
Whenever you approach people, you always have to assume that they're preoccupied with their own problems and activities. They're often busy and subconsciously resent your interrupting them and intruding into their world. You see, unless a person wants to listen to you and senses that you have something of value to offer them, you can run into many mental brick walls. To help you approach people successfully, let me mention the 4 action guides for you to practice this week. 1. Tune the world out and people in. 2. Put them at ease and make them feel important. 3. Get them talking about themselves. And 4. Hold eye contact and listen to how they feel. Doing these 4 action guides will help you get people dropping their defenses and listening to you. Let's think about each one of them for just a few moments. The first action guide is to tune the world out and people in. You can best do this by putting your full attention on them and what's in their environment. People's environment will tell you a great deal about them if you'll notice and examine everything. But it's often easy to overlook these telltale signs because of our own self-consciousness. We're often so sensitive about how we're impressing them that we don't program feedback from them. So we focus more on ourselves than on them. It's normal to wonder what they think of us, but too much self-consciousness causes us to overlook the feedback they give us, because our thoughts are centered upon ourselves. The secret, it seems to me, is to redirect our focus, to get our awareness off ourselves and on them. Notice everything about them and about their environment. Notice their mannerisms, the colors they use, their gestures, the way they sit, the way they talk, and what they do with their hands and eyes. Focusing on people and their environment helps us tune the world out and tune them in. And then the second action guide is to put them at ease and make them feel important. You can best put people at ease by appearing to be at ease yourself. It's usually best not to pull out sales materials at this point. It's best not to do anything that will give them the feeling that you're there just to sell them something. Watch your body language, especially during the approach step. Don't be too familiar or casual with people, but don't be too stiff or formal either. When you're talking to people, lean back and show open gestures. Don't invade their space and lean in too far. Don't sit so close to them that they feel uncomfortable. If they're right-handed, either sit or stand just to their left of center. Quickly feel where they want you to be, where they're most comfortable. Get them talking as soon as possible. Ask questions about them and about their interests. Doing these things will help put people at ease and help them feel important. And then the third action guide is to get them talking about themselves. In the first part of the approach step, you should often engage in small talk. Why? Well, because non-threatening questions often relax people. It draws them out and gets them talking. It gets them talking about their interests, about their work, and about their ideas. Of course, you'll want to gear your small talk to the style of person. You can do much more small talk with talkers and plotters because they're content to move slower. You should do less with doers and controllers because they usually want to move along faster. Ask talkers about their interests, about their friends or family. Ask doers how they got where they are today. Ask plotters about their hobbies or activities. Ask controllers about their efficiency and organizational skills. And then the fourth action guide is to hold eye contact and listen to how they feel. I developed a habit many years ago of focusing both my eyes on just one of the other person's eyes. This does 2 things. First of all, it causes me to make a stronger impact upon them. And secondly, it plugs me into them so I can better receive feelings and emotions from them. So that I not only hear what they say, but now I hear how they feel. It breaks my own preoccupation, too, and causes me to totally listen to people. You may want to try the same thing. This concentrated eye contact may seem uncomfortable to you at first, but if you'll consciously try it for 21 days, it'll then become a habit. Professional communicators know the value of listening for feelings and not just words. Remember in your seminar session you learned what Dr. Albert Mehrabian said? That 7% of communication effectiveness depends on the words people say, 38% on tone of voice, and 55% on gestures and nonverbals. Listening for feelings puts us on a deeper than average communication level. When people sense that we do care how they feel, they'll often drop their defenses and let us in. This is very powerful and helps us develop quick rapport. And the more sincere we are, the more it works with all styles of people. People will sense that you care how they feel when first you really do care, and second, you give them feedback that proves you care. What kind of feedback? Well, such things as nodding approval and leaning forward to catch important points they make. Giving verbal responses such as, "I see what you mean," or, "Yes, I agree," or, "I understand what you're saying." These forms of feedback let them know that you listened and that you heard and understood them. In the process of persuasion, it's just as important to give feedback to people as it is to listen to them. Now, of course, we approach different people in different ways. In order to be more specific, let's think again of people's behavioral styles. Understanding people's communication styles helps you gear your sales strategy to fit them. Let's review some ideas. Talkers are usually friendly, affable, and jovial. They love people, and they like to talk about people, and they like to be around people. They're easy to engage in small talk, and they very often love stories and jokes. Get them talking about themselves, about their interests, their hobbies, and what they do for recreation. They'll probably be more interested in talking about what they do outside their jobs rather than about their work. You'll have no problem getting rapport with them as long as you let them talk, but they may be much more interested in gaining rapport with you than buying from you. They may be so friendly and excited that you immediately think you're going to make a sale and later find out that that's as far as you get. You may discover that they're friendly and excited around everyone. Doers can be recognized by their restlessness and nervous mannerisms. They have lots of drive and usually have strong egos. They want to get to the point quickly and talk about goals, achievement, and bottom line. You can gain rapport with them by mentioning that obviously they're high achievers and by asking them what has caused them to be the way they are. Center your discussion around their achievements, not yours, and you'll have plenty of time and interest from these people. Doers love to give other people advice on how they can become more successful and increase their own achievements. They love to say to people, "Look, if you'll do just like I did, you too will be successful." Many years ago, an old pro taught me a question to ask highly successful, achiever-type people. And the question was, "What are some things that help you get where you are today?" Well, I've asked and rephrased this many, many times, only to discover that people who previously didn't have time to see me suddenly spent lots of time with me. And then the third style of buyers that you'll encounter are controllers. You'll recognize them by their clean, neat environment, office, or work area. They're usually well organized and they value orderly things. They're impressed with you when you show organization, when you show promptness and preparation. Controllers talk about such subjects as efficiency and successful methods and orderly functions. They're interested in time management and increasing productivity. They're ruled more by logic than emotions. They value accuracy, and you should combine a business-like professional approach in selling them. In the approach step, they'll like to share with you how they maintain efficiency. So stay away from small talk or jokes or stories, at least until you get to know these people, and then only engage in it when they want to. Don't come on too strong with controllers. They respect logic and controlled emotions. Very often, excess enthusiasm will actually turn them off. You'll always be welcome, though, if you'll center your discussion on business. Show them how your product or service will bring them more efficiency and better administration, how it can straighten things out for them and help them become better managers. As I mentioned in the last message, plotters are stable, dependable, salt-of-the-earth people. They're usually sincere, honest, and conscientious. They're motivated by the need to do a good job. They stay with tried and true products and ideas. They don't run risk, and they're slow to change. Plotters like to talk about their jobs and how they do their jobs. Ask them about their hobbies, their families, and activities. So, look for clues that reveal people's styles, and then gear your approach differently toward each one. It's interesting how much selling takes place in the first few moments of contact. Someone recently told me about reading a study that said that in the first 7 seconds of contact, 11 decisions are made. That's incredible, isn't it? 11 decisions in the first 7 seconds? Well, these decisions could be ones like how they feel about us, what they think when they see us, and how they think we perceive ourselves. People also make decisions about whether we're the kind of person they'd like to do business with. People do make instant decisions about us. They form quick hunches. They have subconscious feelings about us. What influences the 11 decisions people make about us in the first 7 seconds? Well, it seems to me that they're things like our appearance, our energy level, our posture and body language, what we do with our eyes and hands, things like that. Then, on a much deeper subliminal level, our values, our attitudes, our sincerity are also communicated. People may not consciously pick them up, but they will unconsciously through their perceptions and their feelings and their intuitions. This explains why integrity selling works so well, and why when salespeople practice the 8 incorporated system, their sales, closing ratios, and trust relationships with clients rise. It also explains why closing tricks, gimmicks, and manipulative strategies retard our selling success. So, remember these ideas about the power of your first few moments of contact. Please listen to this message each day this week. At every opportunity, practice the 4 action guides to help you gain rapport with people. And finally, let me again stress that until you gain rapport with people, there's no point in going further in the sales process. As you practice these action guides, people will open up to you more easily. You'll break through their preoccupation barriers quicker. They'll physically and mentally unfold their arms and let you in. But the main discovery you'll make is that a lot of selling takes place in the approach step.